Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The link between abortion and breast cancer continues to mount. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, back a number of years ago in the case of Christ Bride Ministries against the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority in Philadelphia, Liberty Counsel represented that ministry, and the ministry wanted to give a message in the Transit Authority that says abortion causes more deadly abortion increases breast cancer and causes more deadly breast cancer, something to that effect. And Arlen Specter was the senator at the time. He was in cahoots with Planned Parenthood. Ultimately, because of their protest, the Transit Authority tore up the contract, would not allow the advertising to take place. We filed suit, went all the way to the Federal Court of Appeals. We won the case in a great decision. But it was the first time for any case ever to put into evidence a meta-study. A meta-study is a study of studies. So one study looks at other studies and gleans information and summarizes them. So this was the first time ever that this meta-study was put into a court case that showed the link between breast cancer and abortion. And since that time, there's been many other studies that have come down the pipe that have confirmed that breast cancer-abortion link.
Yeah, the evidence is mounting. It's piling up. And, of course, anything that affects Planned Parenthood's bottom line, abortion is a huge moneymaker for that multi-billion dollar industry, for the abortion industry. So the demonstrable link, the evidence of a clear, strong cause and effect relationship between abortion and breast cancer, they have to shut down the facts. That's how the left operates. They can't win the argument on the merits. They don't have the science on their side. They have a wicked political agenda, so they have to shut down debate entirely. But the news is getting out that there is a definite connection. Multiple studies have indicated, peer-reviewed studies have indicated, that there is a connection between abortion and breast cancer.
Well, Patrick Snyder and his colleagues consider the connection between breast cancer and abortion to be a modern-day epidemic. He has warned women that, in fact, this is something to be very concerned about. And it is published in the scientific journal Linacare, and it is called the Linacare Quarterly, titled The Breast Cancer Epidemic, 10 Facts. And according to the Coalition on Abortion Breast Cancer, there is a common abortifacients that also oppose significant health risk to women that are seeking to avoid pregnancy by terminating the life that is developing within them. There's multiple serious health risks associated with using certain birth control pills as well that combined hormone and also combined hormone replacement therapy. Many of these contain estrogen or progestin to ultimately increase the risk of breast cancer. Abortion causes an increased risk of breast cancer because it has a problematic cessation, an unplanned cessation of the hormones that are developing or that are being used within the woman as the natural part of pregnancy. And when that is dramatically interrupted, it can have a negative effect that has shown to increase the risk of breast cancer.
And in their study, published in the scientific journal we mentioned, the Breast Cancer Epidemic, 10 Facts. In the abstract, it says, breast cancer affecting 1 in 8 American women is a modern epidemic. The increasing frequency of breast cancer is widely recognized. However, the wealth of compelling epidemiological data on its prevention is generally not available, and as a consequence, is largely unknown to the public. The purpose of this report is to review the epidemiological evidence of preventable causes of breast cancer. They go through and find conclusively multiple markers that connect breast cancer and abortion in a cause and effect manner, that abortion causes breast cancer. But as they point out in their abstract, the information is not widely available, nor is it recognized. That's by design, isn't it, Matt? The debate has been shut down on it.
Yeah, it's been shut down on this because they don't want people to know. And so, you know, when they have these so-called morning after pills, the Ella Plan B, they're even given now over the counter, which is unbelievable that you would give something like that that literally terminates the life of a human being and also causes increased risk of breast cancer, so that children could get this over the counter in many cases. It is irresponsible, but it is part of this Obama administration where they wanted to rush through these drugs, and Clinton tried to do the same thing so that they would be available in mass, and you have these chemical abortions. It's not just the Plan B and Ella, but it's others as well. So, you know, abortion itself, certainly surgical abortion, that causes a huge increase of breast cancer risk. They this particular study and the research people, and they corroborated a warning that has already been issued by the World Health Organization, which classified the pill and the CHRT as group 1 carcinogens for cancers developed in the breast, cervix, and liver. They also argue that taking the pill increases the following health risk: strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, and susceptibility to sexually transmitted diseases. They further alerted the medical community about how many doctors prescribe or implement the application of a carcinogen, which includes birth control pills, not just abortion, to patients for innocuous conditions such as acne, menstrual pain, and irregular menstrual periods. And yet those also have carcinogen effects that can increase breast cancer and other kinds of cancer.
Well, these wreak havoc, all of the things you've mentioned, including surgical abortion, wreak havoc with a woman's hormones, and that can trigger the cancer cells to be activated and so forth. This is just very generally what some of these studies are finding. And, you know, but man, notice Scripture talks about the wages of sin is death, and it strikes me that when, you know, abortion is a sin, abortion is absolutely a sin. So the natural consequence of an unnatural behavior of going in and killing an unborn baby in the mother's womb, therefore shooting her hormones, wreaking havoc with the mother's hormones, killing the child, that is a sin. And the wages of sin there, a natural consequence of that, that havoc that has been wreaked here, is an increased risk of breast cancer. I'm not saying that it's punishment for having an abortion. I'm saying that it's just clearly a natural
Well, it's certainly
consequence.
The consequences. I mean, yeah. you take strychnine, or you take some kind of poison into your body, you have to expect that there's going to be consequences. It's an obvious natural consequence to an act, a choice that someone makes. Our choices are not without consequences, good or bad. The study actually says that there's inherent dangers in Plan B. This is the so-called emergency contraception, the morning after pill, which is actually abortifacient that oftentimes causes an abortion of a fertilized egg. And it says there, although it can now be purchased by a child at any age as easily as candy, Plan B, one step, is equivalent to ingesting 40 to 50 oral contraceptives or the pill at one time. That's huge, according to the FDA in 2013. Schneider and his associates report, regrettably, there is substantial evidence that progestin-only contraception, including these others, are carcinogenic. And they are very serious. Women need to be informed about the inherent risk. And groups like Planned Parenthood and others ought to be ashamed that they're not informing women of these kinds of risks that they're not only doing to themselves, but obviously that they're doing to the unborn children as well. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember to pray for this ministry and financially support Liberty Counsel. Again, you can go to lc.org. We also have the website lifeunited.org. That is our dedicated pro-life website, lifeunited.org. Liberty Counsel and the Duggar family, the famous family on TV, 19 kids and counting, and others are part of that website, lifeunited.org. You can go there for more information on the sanctity of human life, or go to lc.org and click down at the bottom on the hyperlink for abortion for more information. Be informed and stand for life. Stand for those who cannot speak for themselves, and reach out with healing to those who have been devastated and harmed by abortion. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Continue to pray for us in your prayers. We appreciate you so much partnering with Liberty Counsel. Any contribution that you give to Liberty Counsel between now and the end of the year will be doubled. So we thank you for your contribution. Use this strategic matching challenge gift opportunity to increase your contributions.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.